Welcome to Parent Mem Base of Sefer Eov. Eov has the last word. He says that I believed in Hashem all along. I was just trying to prove through philosophical arguments, since others one day will need those arguments. The Malbim says in Posik Base. Again, this does seem to be a machlokes how to understand this. You know, whether Eov's emunah actually wavered or whether he was just presenting the arguments for the sake of rationalizing things. Previously, Eov had emunah in Hashem, says the Malbim. But only now did he have a clear knowledge of Hashem's existence because of Hashem's vision to him. He says, Eov received the accolade of my servant, this Pasuk Zion, because now he confessed, he repented for everything he did wrong, says the Ramban. Eov's friends are criticized for saying the wrong things about Hashem. Rashi says that in Pasuk Zion. Hashem says to the three friends, bring these various karbonos, for Eov to offer up on their behalf, and the Malbim adds that even though Eov sinned with his speech, in his heart he was sincere. The friends were therefore were the other way around. And that explains the different karbonas that were chosen. There was an ola that would pardon their thoughts, and ola is for thoughts, denying the fundamental Jewish beliefs and presenting Eov as a wicked person who denied Hashem. They should ask for Eov's forgiveness, and therefore he would offer up an ola on their behalf. Eov davens for his friends' situations to improve, which is remarkable given his own suffering, and therefore he's answered by Hashem first. You know, if you daven regarding your friend, then hu nene tchila, you'll be answered first. Now, that's exactly what happens, says Mesudas Dovid. The Ramban says in Pasuk Yud that Eov's family's possessions didn't perish. So the Satan just sent messengers saying bad news about Eov's wealth and his family to judge his reaction. And therefore, says the Ramban, his family's properties were returned to him. You know, Eov didn't receive a replacement family. It says also previously, Eov was spurned by his family and friends. Now they comfort him, everything is back, you know, and they display their love for him. Eov becomes more prosperous than before. Hashem doubles his number of children. Eov lives a satisfying life. He sees four generations of his family, and he dies 140 years after his suffering, aged a massive 210, as Rashi says in the Gemara Bava Basra, Tesvav on a base. That is the end of Sefer Eov, a remarkable Sefer, a deep Sefer, a very difficult Sefer, and a Sefer that has had a fascinating ending in terms of, through all the questions and all the searching, the clarity of how Hashem runs the world is the ultimate bottom line.